Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of the Italian-American moment. I am your very proud host, Frankie D, and we are at ItalianAmericanLife.com, iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, connect with us on LinkedIn, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. My guest today is the reigning Miss Italia America, Olimpia Giacalone. Olimpia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, this is a pleasure. And that is a great title and a great honor. And you are the reigning. So this happened in 2023, I'm assuming?
Yes, it did. It happened in March 2023.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. And it's a one-year term, so to speak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get started about that, tell me about your Italian family background.
My Italian family background. Well, my father was born in Palermo, Sicily, and he moved here in 1988. And then my mother's family, my nonna and nonno on my mom's side, are from Rocchetta a Volturno in Molise. And then they moved here in 1972, just before my mom was born.
And
so very, very Italian.
Oh, that's great. And where are you from at home? Where's home?
At home? Home is Norridge.
Norridge, Illinois. Okay. Norridge, and is there a lot of Italians where you live?
Yes, very, very many Italians where I live. Actually, a lot of people from around where my mom's family is from all found their way to Norridge back in the 70s, 80s, and
well, that's wonderful. And have you been to Italy?
I have. I've been three times.
I kind of assumed you had. And where in Italy did you travel to?
I've been to Palermo, so my dad's hometown. I've been to Florence. I've been to Rome. I've been to Venice, Assisi, and Verona.
And you've been to Molise, I'm assuming, no?
Not yet, actually.
What?
Yeah.
You've never been to mom's family's town?
No, not yet.
I'm surprised.
I am too.
Okay, and I assume that that is going to be on the next trip?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And any preference with Italy, north, south, Palermo, where dad's from?
I have no preference, really. I really, really like Florence a lot. Mainly because of the art, but I just love being there, just the whole country.
Well, that is wonderful, and that's great to hear. Okay, so you entered this Miss Italia America contest, and tell me a little bit about just the contest itself, because I don't think a lot of us, you know, there's a lot of more familiarity with Columbus Queen contest, but this mm-hmm. is kind of like a whole different thing, correct?
Correct. So this, so Miss Italia America is a branch of the Miss Italia contest that happens in Italy. The Miss Italia America contest started in, I believe, 1991, when Mr. Mirigliani, the person who started Miss Italia, decided to expand it not just to Italy, but to places all over the world. And from 1991 for until about 10, 15 years ago, it was the Miss Italia America contest was booming throughout the United States, but it was stopped for a little while because of some corruption that was going on where people were.
That's sad to hear.
Yeah. Where people were paying for their daughters to be moved from the semifinals to the finals. Where the people were paying for their children to win, and it was stopped because of the corruption.
Yes, because that just puts a bad light on everything, not just the Miss Italia contest. I do recall watching, because we have Rye television at home, and my in-laws have it, and they watch it 24/7. There was Miss Italia nel Mondo, which was the contest in Italy I'm assuming that it was like the winners of the Miss Italia America, Miss Italia Argentina, Miss Italia Brazil, and so on and so forth. That was an actual thing, correct?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if they're bringing that back,
Also,
but
stop that.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, no, it was extremely, it was extremely interesting, and it was great to see how Italians have traveled throughout the whole world and to bring these girls back. And also, I always wondered, like, how much went into if the girl actually spoke Italian, because you didn't have to speak Italian. And I want to say they like dubbed the, they had like a translator or something like that. But I always wondered, like, as far as the judges, how much emphasis on, okay, does she know our language or does she know it a little bit? Because some of the girls didn't know any. I mean, they just spoke in their native language and then they translated. So I was just always curious about that. And even with your contest, was knowing Italian required or some Italian?
So for the contest itself, for both the semifinal and the final, they had us do three different outfit changes, and we didn't have to speak until the end when they had already determined who the winner was. And by the time we did get to speak, we were introducing ourselves by name, city of origin, and then Italian origin. They didn't ask us to speak. Beforehand, we had all prepared a video saying our name and that we were excited to go to Miami, or we were excited to go to the finals in Miami. And I think that might have been taken into consideration,
That was in
but
Italian, or that was your choice?
it was supposed to be in Italian, but there was one girl who spoke more Spanish than Italian.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay, so the finals, was there more questions, more, was it in Italian, or were they saying it in English?
It was all in Italian. It was
And
expected to all be in Italian.
oh, wow. Okay. All right. So that's different. I didn't assume that. So now what happens when a girl doesn't know Italian and the guy's giving her the question in Italian? What does she do? Look.
It was up to us girls to help her out, actually,
Really?
because the presenter didn't speak very much English, and neither did any of the other judges or anyone. So it was up to us to like whisper over to her, like, oh, he asked for your age, or
So that would be a first in the history of contests like this. The girls are trying to sabotage the other girls. So you guys are actually helping her when you could have said, he just asked you your favorite color and he really asked her, like, where she lives. So, and was everybody being nice like that?
Oh, yeah, we were all really being nice.
Isn't that great? See the Italian people, how helpful they are with each other, how nice. That's honestly, that is wonderful. So, do you think that that may have taken into consideration then if the girl didn't know Italian, maybe it, she lost some points, so to speak?
I think so.
Okay. Okay. Well, no, I mean, it is what it is. It's a Miss Italia America contest. So, I get that. So, you won the contest, it had to be a great feeling. And
It was.
I'm sure you're very proud of it. And I could tell that you're very proud of being an Italian American, and that's wonderful. So what, once you won, what's required of you? What do they expect from you?
So part of it is that I have to sign a contract, that I don't want to say their property, but like that, they call me to be somewhere, I have to be there. I'm invited to events both locally and abroad. So,
When they
in
literally, if it's abroad, they like say, hey, June 7th, you got to be in Rome or something. You got to go.
yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's a big, pretty big requirement then. Yes.
Yeah. Well, they pay for a lot of it, and I get paid at the same time, so it's really nice.
Okay. Was there other stuff as far as like, I mean, did they, where is this based out of? Is it Rome where they?
Yes.
Okay, and then like you won, I'm assuming there was like a big photo, display and like stuff to advertise in Rome, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So a lot of it is through, have you heard of Cyborg TV?
Yes.
Yes, a
Heard of
lot of
it,
it is through
I don't
is
have it.
sponsored through Cyborg. where there's a Miss Italia station, because Sidemore has a bunch of different TV stations. They have all of the Rai stations, all of the Mediaset stations, and now they also have a Miss Italia America station.
So the whole La station Miss. Dedicated to this?
Yes.
And okay, so to your knowledge, are they doing these contests in these other countries in South America and throughout the world still, or you don't know?
To my knowledge, I don't know.
Okay. Okay. So they have a Miss Italia America channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming it's mostly about you. So you're on the TV, like.
They're showing a lot of reruns from the final in Miami.
Okay.
That was both like an award ceremony for trade people and also the Miss Italia America. So they're showing highlights from that. They're showing highlights from other Miss Italia pageants, and they're interviewing the man who's in charge of it all a lot, Roberto Onofri.
Did they interview you after you won, about your feelings and all that?
Not about my feelings, but they did interview me at least a little bit.
Well, isn't it nice now I'm asking you about your feelings, see?
Yeah.
You should be able to tell your feelings. So, okay. Wow, this is really great. It really is. How about locally? So now locally, is the contest telling you do this, do that? Or is maybe with the word of you winning, people are contacting you and saying, hey, would you be able to come to this or come to that?
It's more of with the word of me having won, people are inviting me to things to spread awareness.
Oh, okay. Have you been to anything as of yet?
I've recently, actually last week, was just at the La Festa de la Repubblica, the mass and the procession. The mass was at Our Lady, or the Shrine of Our Lady of Pompeii, downtown in Chicago. And then there was a procession to Garibaldi Park, where there was a wreath laying ceremony and a few people gave speeches.
Well, that's wonderful. Were you at the Council General's Festa della Repubblica event as well?
No, it was not.
No. Okay. Big sad face I'm having right now. Okay. that's a little disappointing. And I mean, my reasoning is like, if we have a Miss Italia America and the reigning is a queen? Are you a queen?
I don't know.
Okay, so the queen, you're being bashful. So the queen, La Regina, lives locally in the Chicago area, specifically Norridge, Illinois. I would think like this is something like the Consul General's office that is located in Chicago, Illinois. You would think that they would, say, hey, we got to have her come to our Festa della Repubblica. But that's just the way I think and, does not reflect most of society. Unfortunately, I'm not sure where to go with that. That's just the way I think. But, well, that's great. And now do you have things coming up that you will be attending either locally or abroad?
In August or September, I'm supposed to go abroad because I'm supposed to be interviewed by Italian television. You know that during the summer, Italian television, they like to take their 3-month break. So once they go back on air.
And now you can do that like on Zoom. They want you to physically come out to Rome.
Yeah. They want me to physically
be there. Honest. Just, and not so much, I know the money aspect they're probably paying, but the time aspect, like, you're a college student, maybe you can't get off at that particular time. So I'm sure if they have you coming out there, there's going to be a little more to it than just a single interview, I would assume.
I was told that I'm being interviewed on TV, as well as there will be photo shoots and people that I have to meet.
Well, that's very nice. And I'm assuming mom's going with you or dad or the whole family.
Currently, everybody in this household wants to go. So my mother, my father, and my brother. I really want all four of us to go together because I think it'd be
Wow, that's so nice. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm sure if they can find the time with work and school, they will all go. So no, that is outstanding. And you're a very fine representative for us. What college student, where do you go?
I go to Loyola University Chicago.
Okay. And have you, I'm assuming you study Italian there?
I do. I am currently minoring in Italian.
Minoring.
I have two classes left and then I complete my minor.
And I'm assuming you have been taught by the great, the one and only Professoressa Anna Clara Ionta. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Wow. Well, she's
my
done
favorite
a great
professor.
Job. She has done a great job. Minoring in Italian, that's wonderful. It's not about possibly teaching Italian. Would it be in the future?
No, at least not right now.
Okay.
I do currently tutor. I am the Italian tutor at Loyola for the tutoring center. So she pushes all her students to come visit me. But as of right now, there's no definite plan.
And that's a service that the university offers to its students?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That
included with their tuition, they are allowed. Or not allowed. I don't want to say required. It's recommended that you attend a tutoring session.
Oh, okay. And you do that as well. Okay. No, that's wonderful. And what are your future career aspirations, if you have any at this point?
I'm currently studying for the law school acceptance test or the law school admissions test, I'm sorry, with hopes to go to law school in the next, after I graduate or the year after that.
So you'll be a senior coming up in August,
yes.
Last year of college, and then you hope to go to law school. That is wonderful. That would be a great career. You did not, I know that Loyola possesses a school in Rome, quite a beautiful school, but an actual campus. I mean, they're one of the few universities that actually has a campus. Did you study at the Rome Center?
I did not. I have not studied abroad.
Okay. But was it something you thought about when you entered Loyola?
I did think about it, and then hearing from students that classes are mostly taught in English, it was kind of a turnoff.
Oh.
Because if I go to school, or in my head, if I go to school in Italy, I would want to take classes in Italian.
Okay, no, that's interesting. Yeah, as far as I know, it is all in English. It's more this opportunity just to be in Italy. And experience all that Italy has, but that's a interesting take on it, actually. So, well, any messages you want to give out there to aspiring contestants or the Italian American community, either here in Chicago or nationally?
If any woman between the ages of 18 and 29 is interested in being in competing for Miss Italia America, you should 100% do it. I wholeheartedly recommend it. It's been such a great experience for me so far, and I know that you are going to love your time competing. If you are interested, you can send your name, age, and Italian origin to the Miss Italia America at gmail.com. You should also include a photograph of yourself. And again, like I said before, do it, do it, do it.
And what is the requirement? Because I'm sure there has to be that you have to be a certain percentage, I guess, of Italian origin. Do you know that?
There's not really a percentage. They just really look for like, your grandparents were Italian, or your parents were Italian, or you were born in Italy and moved to America.
Okay, no, that's interesting because a lot of like, let's say the Columbus Queen contest, it typically will say like, you must be a, let's say 25% Italian origin, meaning if you got four grandparents, one of them better be Italian. I mean, or you cannot be in the contest actually. Okay, and that email was missitaliaamerica@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, Olympia, you, like I say, you are just an outstanding example and representative for us, for the Miss Italia contest, for Italian Americans, for our community here in Chicago, nationally. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep up your great work. I foresee great things ahead, and we are very proud of you and very happy that you have this title for us. All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the time today. It was a pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Thank you again for having me.